Oh mama, last night I met a young man. Oh mama, he turned to me and said, won't you be mine 7, 8, 9? Won't you be mine 7, 8, 9?
Welcome to the Hike and Heal podcast, where we talk and learn about all things physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being. I'm your host, Anna Zambrini, and I'm going to help you on your way to healing and becoming your best self. So grab your hiking boots, go for a walk, or even just plug into your car, and let's start climbing together. Enjoy the show, guys.
And down on one knee, he called me baby. He told me my smile was so divine. Won't you be mine, 7, 8, 9? Won't you be mine?
So I literally keep sitting down to start this podcast. I've always wanted to start a podcast. I feel like I've started different podcasts and different brands before, and they never really end up going through because it doesn't really feel like it's aligned with what I want my message to be. And I think that's partly because I'm still trying to figure out myself too. And so I keep sitting down and coming up with these topics like how to find your voice and how to heal through movement. And all these different things that I'm very passionate about. And I think the reason why I'm having such a hard time getting through a whole conversation about it is because I'm just like you guys, and I am working through the same exact things. So I sit down and I try to talk about these things, and I almost feel like I'm faking it. And I'm not really an expert in these things either. Truthfully, the whole reason that I'm interested in exercising and spirituality and finding your intuition and body freedom, intuitive eating, the reason why I'm so passionate about those topics is because I'm working through that stuff myself too. I'm still learning to love myself and let go of all the belief patterns and the thoughts that I've created in my past from just different things that society's told me, different experience that I had in my childhood and in high school, and even now, in the last couple years, those things, they start to shape who we are, and they start to tell us who we think we are because of things. We start to develop these just ideas that we are not worthy and not good enough, and our bodies have to look a certain way, and controlling factors that are not really relevant to who you are as a person. And I know for me, that just turned into me trying to create this person that I thought was going to be liked and accepted by everybody on the outside. But of course, you wouldn't have really known that because that was part of the identity that I was creating. Was I just wanted everybody to think I had it all together. I wanted to be productive. That's how I grew up. Anna was smart. She did good in school. And she was presentable, productive. I think I already said that. But I never wanted to portray this person who might possibly be working on these types of things themselves too. So I started to really work with people and follow different podcasts, read different books that helped me to kind of develop my voice back and develop my intuition and figure out who I wanted to be, because it really is not something that I want to do to end up being married and in a job that I'm not really super passionate about, because I think there's more to life than waking up and hating your job every day. And I was a personal trainer and I love fitness. The reason I got into fitness was because I realized how therapeutic and just good fitness makes you feel. It's all about seeing what your body can do. But I think there's also like a fine line between healthy and not healthy sometimes with fitness, but that's like another topic. And I love fitness still, but it just became something because I turned my hobby and my passion into something I was doing every single day. It didn't become something that I was doing for myself anymore, and I wasn't really enjoying it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that we all go through these time periods where we might not like our job, we might not know what degree we want to study in school, and we just kind of look to what society tells us that we should be doing. And I am not the kind of person who wants to wake up one day and just be unhappy that I am where I am And sometimes that looks like taking a step back and maybe not making as much for a period of time while you explore things yourself. And I think that that's kind of what I'm in the process of doing right now. I'm really trying to explore different hobbies, because for so long, I don't even think I really had hobbies except for fitness, because I worked out myself, and that's just pretty much all I ever had time for. And so I started trying to change the things I was doing fitness-wise. I moved to a different place in Maryland that's not my hometown, and I started trying different things like hiking and biking and CrossFit and yoga, and really just like changing up the modalities I was doing. And I even had like belief patterns in my head that I had to work out a certain way, or if I heard people, I wanted so much external validation from other people that if I heard somebody say that they disliked yoga or it wasn't a hard enough workout, I put that in my head and thought, if I do that, that person won't accept me. So especially if it was a person that I really wanted to be accepted and validated by, I let those thoughts like really rule my life until the point I really had no intuition anymore. I didn't really know what Anna wanted to do. I was just listening to what everybody else wanted, I think, for themselves. And it's funny because I was listening to a podcast myself today, and they basically were saying anything that somebody says to you is not about you. And I kind of believe that, because people will say yoga's not a hard enough workout, or whatever it is that they are saying, that you can't switch your job at 23. You can't just have no job. You can't just switch in the middle of your career. It's not about the money. It's not about this. But they're projecting their fears and their insecurities onto you, and they would never be able to do that in their own life. So people will tell you, don't move across the country. You need to keep saving money. But they would never be able to do that because they have insecurities around money, or they never got to move. And so their anxieties and their fears are coming up and being projected onto you. And for me, that's been really helpful to identify, because I think that so many people have told me, don't do this, don't do that. And I didn't really want to be where they were in their shoes either. So I've also heard that you don't really want to ask advice from people who you don't want to be in their shoes in that situation. So don't let people speak into the area of your life that you don't want to be in like them. And I think that was kind of confusing the way I said that. But if you want to start a business and you ask someone in your family who has always had a corporate job, they might hate it, but you ask them for advice and they say, don't start a business, don't be an entrepreneur, it is too unstable, you need benefits, you need regular hours. Or you ask somebody about how you want to move and what's the best way to do it, and they say, it's really not about where you live, you can just stay here and make money, and you're going to go out there and not have any money and let yourself fail. Those are all insecurities, because you're breaking down walls that they might be afraid of. But if they are unhappy where they are in that area of their life, don't let them speak into that area. I probably would not ask somebody who's never started a business how to start a business, or if I should, because they are probably afraid of the instability. And that doesn't make them wrong. It just makes them different, and their goals and what they desire in their life to be a little bit different than you. So maybe talk to a business person about if you should start a business. So I think that has been very helpful for me, is just to identify that when people are talking to you, they're really not talking to you about you. They're talking about what they would do in their situation. So when you realize that, a big important thing is to start setting boundaries. And it's funny, because after I realized that other people were just going to give me the advice that they wanted to give themselves, they would start to ask me when I was talking about things like, should I do this after I graduate? Should I do this? They would tell me, do you want to know what I want to do? I would do. And I would literally say, actually, I don't think that I do. I would say it nicely, but I would literally tell even my grandmother, I would say, I don't think anybody knows what I should do, so I don't really want to hear. And it, a lot of times people will try to give you their opinion anyway, but I think that it's just important that you separate between what you want to do and what other people are afraid of for themselves, or if just their fears coming up. So like I said, how I keep sitting down to make these podcasts, and I think the reason why I was struggling so bad is because I don't ever want to come across like I think I know everything and I think I'm this expert who knows how to get their voice, knows how to intuitively move and love their body, and has their spirituality all in check and is super intuitive and knows everything about whatever. Because the reason I wanted to start a podcast is so I could find out more and help you find out more. So I want to be able to bring on guests that talk about body positivity and talk about nutrition and talk about fitness and talk about nature and the healing aspects of it and finding your voice and creating the life that you want and starting businesses and just being super passionate and living a full life where you have a home inside of your body and you heal from all the things that you're telling yourself in your head. I think that we are, the thoughts in our head can be so toxic sometimes. And I'm not talking for everybody, but not everyone does feel like they are at home in their body. And for me, I feel like I've been chasing this community of people or this feeling of a belonging in a place. But the truth is, I was never going to feel at home until I was at home with myself. I was never going to feel like the community of people I was around or my job or the place I was living was my home until I was at home in who I am. And I stopped trying to be someone else. And I started accepting that this is me and this is what I want. And not judging that. And that's like super duper hard, because for a lot of us, we have so many years of not listening to that and not being at home with ourselves and wishing we were something else and something different and looked different and felt different. And even to the point of like personality traits, like you might be super emotional. I remember people always used to tell me when I was little, like, you're just really emotional. You're so sensitive. I was a crier too, and I thought it was wrong to feel emotions, so I just shut them down. I got to a point where I no longer really displayed happy or sad, and that's kind of going off topic, but that's the stuff I'm talking about, is we develop these thought patterns in our head, and we no longer really are listening to our intuition. It's normal for us to feel like we want this sense of belonging in community, like that's human nature. We all need a tribe of people, but you'll attract the right tribe of people when you start feeling at home in yourself. You're not going to attract the type of people that you want in your life and that are going to support you and push you to your highest potential if you can't step into that and listen to your inner voice and really figure out, what do I want? How am I treating my body? Do I love myself? And forgive yourself for the things that have happened in your past, and forgive other people that have maybe done something to you or said something to you that have made your perception the way that it is. I think it's so important to like forgive and start to just move on, because there's so much negative in the world already. I think it's just important to let go, be happy, forgive. And forgiveness doesn't mean that you're just going to forget about it, but you can use those things. You can use those things to start to do something positive with it. And if you don't forgive those things that have happened in your past, and you don't forgive yourself for doing the things that you've done, or forgive yourself for not loving yourself, or sometimes there might be something that you don't like about your body, but forgive your body, love it anyway, and move on, because we're just holding ourselves back. We're holding ourselves back, and you're never going to go forward with self-hate. You have to love yourself, and that's what I'm working on too. So like I said before, I'm just really excited to start this podcast and bring on a lot of cool people. I have a couple mentors that I'm definitely going to bring on. And then I will try probably to do some solo shows and just share different topics. But I'm really excited. So if you guys want to let me know what you're interested in hearing about, you can message me or leave a comment, whatever. And I'll be back with you guys next week.